Richard Mann's shoulders slumped. He simply sat there, shaking his head. Quincy leaned forward. "Mr. Mann, do you happen to have a copy of any of the emails?" Danny wouldn't let me keep them. He worried he was already violating the person's trust by even showing them to me. "Do you remember anything about them? A name, a chat room, an email address?" "I don't. Wait a minute. The email address." I remember trying to understand what the guy meant. Something about no fires, volcanoes, lava. That was it. No lava. Isn't that odd for a signature? No lava. No lava what? Do you remember the carrier, the internet provider? One of the major ones, I think. AOL, maybe, or CompuServe. Something like that. Rainey scribbled it down. She looked at Quincy. "We have some federal agents who specialize in undercover internet operations," he said. "We could send someone on pretending to be a teenage boy, see if no lava takes an interest." Richard Mann sat back. He ran a hand through his short hair and expelled a pent-up breath. "I really am trying to make things right. Sally and Alice were sweet girls, and this... it just shouldn't have happened here." "We'll see." Rainey rose. She handed Mann her card and gave him the usual spiel to call the sheriff's office if he thought of anything else, though she seriously doubted he'd be in the mood to talk to her anytime soon. As she opened the door to the office, however, he spoke up again. "Officer Connor." Rainey halted, and the counselor motioned to the space behind her, which housed a large desk for the school secretary. "As you can see, my office is directly off the main administrative space. While I might have been eating lunch alone at the time of the shooting, there's no way I could have left without someone noticing. Ask our secretary, Marge. I'm sure she can confirm that I took one roast beef sandwich into my office at the start of the period, and I hadn't gone anywhere by the time the first shot was fired. Just so you know." Rainey nodded. She knew when she was being put in her place. Then her gaze fell to the old files strewn across the floor, and she read the two names on top. Sally Walker. Alice Benson. Of course. They wouldn't need permanent records anymore. Richard Mann had followed her line of sight. His expression had become equally subdued. "I should take those," Rainey murmured after a moment, "for the victimology reports." Mann gazed at her curiously. Was he startled by how she could think that way? Or was he wondering, as she was, when she had learned to be so cold? He picked up the two files. He handed them over to her. After that, there was nothing left to say.